What's happening locally? The news.
And right, let us take today's look, some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. The sixth day of the hearing began with the presentation of the arguments of the lawyer Diva Pinzon, defender of 9 of the 32 defendants for alleged money laundering. This is in the Lava Yato case. Yadira de Butaud, Carmen Wong, Jacqueline Alexander Parelis, Yvette Rogers, Verna de Nelson, Ray Taylor, George Allen, Jose Melendez and Giselle Ocampo, for whom she requested an acquittal. Pinzon alleged that her clients were only nominal directors of companies created and sold by the forensic firm Mossack Fonseca. Therefore, according to her, they did not maintain any control over them and were not the final beneficiaries. It also alleged that the Second Specialized Prosecutor's Office Against Organized Crime has tried to link its clients with the commission of the crime of money laundering without proving the existence of a preceding crime, nor has the fraudulent action of any of their clients been proven, and where they hid the funds. The same alleged Yesqueya Pedrosa, lawyer for Ricardo Samaniego, Jenny Martinez Dutari, Leticia Montoya, Francis Perez, Imogen Wilson, Hercibe Gonzalez, and Jacqueline Perez Parria. She points out that although her clients were the nominal directors of the corporations that are alleged used as part of the money laundering network, that does not make them criminals. Pedrosa alleged that the prosecution did not present documents that reveal a continuous criminal act. In addition, she criticized the reports presented by the Judicial Investigation Directorate, that's the DIJ, since according to her, they were prepared by personnel who did not have the necessary training. She said that the testimony by Adolfo Linares, an expert in corporate law, clarified the competencies of the nominal directors since it is a figure of common use and that, according to Linares, all lawyers in Panama use. The former president of the Republic, Juan Carlos Varela, has failed in a last attempt to prevent his appearance in the trial for the bribes by Odebrecht, paid in Panama between 2010 and 14. The Supreme Court of Justice did not admit an amparo of constitutional guarantees presented by Erasmo Muñoz, Varela's lawyer, against a resolution of the second liquidating court that rejected an appeal for annulment for lack of jurisdiction in this particular case. The ruling of the court, dated the 15th of June of this year, and under the presentation of Judge Olmedo Arrocha, details that in this case the pertinent legal remedies have not been exhausted. The plenary session of the court maintains that the protection of constitutional guarantees is an extraordinary resource that is presented as a result of the violation of fundamental guarantees, after the person has used the procedural alternatives that the law offers in the ordinary way for the restitution of rights allegedly violated. According to the court, what is appropriate is for the plaintiff to exhaust the remedies before the second court for settlement of causes before going to higher instances. In addition, it states that in the situation raised by the lawyer Muñoz in his amparo, there is no seriousness that makes it impossible for the matter to be resolved by the first instant judge. The amparo presented by Muñoz was against the decision adopted by the second liquidator judge of criminal cases, that's Baloisa Martinez, on the 7th of November of 2022 to reject an annulment motion for lack of jurisdiction. According to Muñoz, the process for alleged money laundering against his client began when he was a member of the Central American Parliament, Parlacen. Although he has never been sworn in, Muñoz alleges that Varela belongs to that body as former President of the Republic. Odebrecht's trial should begin on the 1st of August. With Varela, there is another accused, ex-president Ricardo Martinelli, as well as his two sons and several of his ministers. A criminal judge sentenced Gustavo Perez and Giacomo Tamborelli to 120 months in prison for the loss of one of the wiretapping machines used by the National Security Council, this is the CSN, during the government of Riccardo Martinelli, to spy on businessmen, magistrates, journalists and opposition politicians. The first judge to liquidate criminal cases, Agueda Renteria, also disqualified them from exercising public functions for the same term, once the prison sentence for embezzlement has been completed. Although the ruling was adopted on March the 10th, it was communicated by edict on June the 29th in order to notify all parties. The missing machine was acquired in 2012 from the Israeli company MLM Protection for $13 million, managed through the Social Assistance Directorate, the DAS, then directed by Tamborelli. At that time, the director of the CSN was Perez. It is unknown what happened to the team as of the 1st of July of 2014, when Martinelli left the presidency of the Republic. In this case, there are two people on the run, former CSN agents Ronnie Rodriguez and William Petit, indicated by various witnesses as the officials in charge of operating the equipment from the CSN. Both were declared in absentia, and for them, the terms of the prescription of the criminal action were suspended, waiting for them to be located and prosecuted. Perez already has a 50-month prison sentence, recently confirmed by the Criminal Chamber of the Supreme Court of Justice for the interception of telecommunications without judicial authorization. Alejandro Garus, another director of the CSN in the Martinelli government, was also sentenced for this case. For political espionage in his government, Martinelli was acquitted. Three officials of the Authority for the Protection of Consumers and Defence of Competition, ACODECO, were apprehended over the weekend for allegedly having solicited bribes. According to reports, these three people, who worked as verifiers, carried out surprise operations in a mini-supermarket in Arihan, province of West Panama. This was on Saturday and after hours. ACODECO strongly rejects and condemns any such act that violates ethics and legality in the exercise of its functions. Our commitment is to ensure the protection of consumer rights and promote fair competition in the market, always within the established legal framework, the entity said in a statement. ACODECO also indicated that it will collaborate with the other authorities in the investigation of this case. We will be attentive to the progress and results of the investigation, and we will keep the community informed about the measures adopted, said the statement. In a few days, it will be 3 months since the Cabinet Council declared an environmental emergency on the 11th of April at the Cerro Patacon sanitary landfill in the township of Ancon, and the situation, well, it's not changed much. Residents of the area point out that as consequences of the rains, the lechate emanating from the sanitary landfill runs without any hope of control towards the Cunanega community, one of the most populated in the area. Precisely, the environmental emergency was to intervene so that the environmental disaster that extends some 10,000 hectares around the waste disposal centre of the districts of Panama and San Miguelito could be mitigated and restored. On the issue of environmental management, Susana Sarasin, part of the Alliance for Conservation and Development, stressed that what happened in the landfill is a complex issue that cannot be resolved overnight. Her diagnosis was clear. I think that the authorities are letting time pass since it was, well, what is left of this government. They're not going to be able to solve anything, and they're leaving it for the next administration. I consider that that is utterly irresponsible of the government to not look for a solution to this environmental problem. Sarasin described what is being done on Cerro Patacon as a patch or a band-aid. They're putting a band-aid on Cerro Patacon, she lamented. In her opinion, this problem should be seen as a comprehensive way and decisions should not be made to get out of trouble. That includes better waste management throughout the country and that it does not generate pollution, the lawyer also pointed out. Well, this week, the Presidency of the Republic, a meeting was held to discuss the situation of Cerro Patacon, in which a delegation from the government of South Korea participated. At the meeting, the Korean delegation presented a preliminary analysis and recommendations after visiting the landfill facilities and after participating in technical meetings with the Ministry of Environment, Ministry of Health and the Urban and Residential Cleaning Authority. Both parties agreed that a solution should be sought that has the devices and the best technology to dispose of the waste generated in Panama, this also considering other aspects that involve proper waste management from home. In the case of Cerro Patacón, the Asian delegation recommended carrying out a more complete feasibility study and mapping the possible remediation options and new technologies available, depending on the conditions in Panama. In addition, the signing of an agreement is being considered to subsequently obtain the necessary financing and immediately begin technical work. Well, there we go. That's it. That's our look for this morning, Tuesday morning's look. Some of the stories in the local news compiled for you on this morning's breakfast show.